Don't everybody talk at once.
You guys already kind of get the gist of my general opinion on the episode. I'd like to actually hear everyone else's opinion before I go on mine.
Well, I got a pretty strong opinion coming here, considering I haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, I think for me, I think the episode was, like, it was okay. It wasn't really the best. Not as good as, like, the last previous episode.
Yeah, I think personally, I think this was one of the weaker episodes for Season 5.
Yeah, it kind of was. I think it was, like, kind of just another filler episode, and it wasn't really that great.
I mean, it's a Spike episode. What should we be expecting? Quality in a Spike episode? It's a shame.
Yeah.
That would require the writers having some degree of competency in writing a male character.
Yeah.
I'm getting started. All right, screw all of you. My time rate comes first.
Challenge accepted. And go.
All right. Now, many of you guys might be aware that I have certain strong opinions towards the treatment of Spike in the series. He's my favorite character. He's the character I identify the most with, and the character whom I think gets the biggest shaft from the writers. Particularly McCarthy, Larson, and Thiessen.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Thiessen, the director of the entirety of My Little Pony, wrote the story for this episode. The director of this... That would be like Craig McCracken writing an episode of Powerpuff Girls where the Powerpuff Girls were made fun of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, here's my problem. Is that it is the same damn episode we see with Spike every single time. These people cannot write any story with Spike where he is not in some degree or some capacity the villain. Where he is the worst part of it. Where it's him fighting against either his dragon growth, his immaturity. Something like some of the other characters, it's usually about an external conflict manifesting itself internally. With Spike, it's he's just a kid, a stupid little kid screwing up. He just happens to have these big, huge effects to it. You know, instead of, you know, they don't know how to write his character, and it comes down to one very simple fact. It's the fact that the writers don't know what to do with him. And McCarthy seems to be under the asinine assumption that having a strong male lead in a cast of mostly females will make the female leads less strong. Which is complete and total bullshit.
Yeah.
I am sorry about the swearing, but I am fed up with these writers' complete and total inadequacy and incompetency with writing a character who is so simple to write about. I literally have 6 weeks worth of fan fiction material, you know, with him as a stronger lead. Oh my god, it is so simple. You know, because you just have to understand some basic concept of his character.
Yeah.
He is the knight in shining armor. The dragon that wants to be a knight in shining armor.
No pun intended.
You know, that's the irony. That was the whole point behind My Little Pony, was it was taking tropes and turning them on their head. The best night ever, you know, the night where dreams come true. That doesn't happen in real life, so it didn't happen in the show. The dragon gets to be the hero. We never get to see that, though. There's never a chance where Spike can shine and be the good character on his own merits. The closest we've ever gotten is Lesson Zero, and that happens off-screen. You know, he's never allowed to grow in his character because none of them, and the fact that it was now Jason Thiessen, you know, we've had McCarthy, Larson, you know, Polsky, and Thiessen now, all of them writing these episodes with Spike in them, and none of them can get him right. But it is so simple. You know, it's the reverse George R. R. Martin. Like, you know how, any of you guys know Game of Thrones, right?
Yes,
I know.
One of the things he's prided on is his ability to write strong female characters. What we have here is a reverse we need a reverse George R. R. Martin. We have strong female characters. We need someone in there who can write strong male characters. among strong female characters. You know, Spike needs to come into conflicts that don't just revolve around, oops, he's a kid, he's screwed up again.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's thing, kind of basically basically what it was through the whole entire episode, just Spike pretty much taking advantage of, like, Twilight's duties and just, yeah, pretty much taking advantage of them and not
but
just,
it's, yeah, it's more, up. It's more than that. The literally, his first line, the first line this poor bastard has in the episode. I literally did not even need to hear what he was saying, because I know, I have so much absolute faith in the writer's total inability to properly portray Spike, that I knew it was going to be an exact repeat of the Cloudsdale National Anthem.
Yeah.
To hear him speak, I skipped it. And here's the thing, I went back after I watched the episode the second time, I went back and I saw it again. I'm like, it was exactly what I thought. You know, I still haven't seen the Cloudsdale National Anthem because I wanted to receive, you know, save some dignity of this character I love. You know, and I really do love Spike as a character because he has the most potential out of anyone. He is the literal definition of squandered potential. And this episode is just, it is the final nail in a coffin that's been built since episode one of this show. And I am sick of it. There is no more defense. It literally, like, it can't be just a single writer, because at some point or another, every single writer has worked on an episode with Spike in it in some central capacity. And none of them have gotten him right, except, ironically enough, Lauren Faust. And even then, you know, the final sequence of this, you know, the final sequence of a Spike episode, you know, with the dragon sneeze, you know, flowers. This poor bastard, even in his own episode, he still has to be the butt of a joke at the end.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I was about to say anyway, that he's the butt end of every joke in an episode.
Even episodes. Like, it just never lets up. And then we get an episode.
Spikes are eating morals.
Right, and then, of course, we're supposed to be perfectly okay with it because, hey, Power Ponies episode, he's important.
Yeah, it turns out he's not. Turns out he's not. Yeah, it turns out that episode, he's pretty much still a joke.
What about that one season finale when he got that one, when he, like, see, I need to get better at this, I don't know the history about it, but what was the one, it was a finale, I think, and he, like, helped...
Oh, the season premiere where he helped save the
season. Oh, Crystal Heart.
What about that? You'd think that'd be a good episode, except that in the next scene, Twilight bitches because she didn't get to save the day, and Spike's the one with the
stained-ass
Are you surprised? Are you surprised about that?
A little bit, yeah. You'd think it would be, hey, Spike saves the day. That's cool. Spike gets a stained glass window, since, you know, he hasn't been on any of the other ones, even though he played an integral part in all of them.
He's got a tower, kind of.
Yeah, he lives in a tower, basically.
Sure, let's give this guy... Yeah, finally, season five. He's gotten his own bed, his own room. Is that really as much as we... Like, that's the thing to be proud of, that this guy now gets something that most children get when they're four? Their own bedroom?
Yeah.
Like, this dude has saved Equestria on multiple occasions, and the biggest pride we can give for his character growth is, hey, he's not sweeping in a basket anymore. Come on.
That's his trophy?
At a certain point, that's his reward for undying loyalty to the girls and complete and total asswipage by the writers.
I think he could have gotten a little bit more instead of just that, because he has done quite a lot more than what he's done.
Yeah, and of course there's the whole, well, he's a baby dragon. Yeah, in a world where at a moment's glance he could turn into a 60-foot fire-breathing monster. Age is kind of a stupid thing with Spike. They should be writing him for his maturity, and he's always indicated himself as being more mature than that. I'm not going to get into the age thing is kind of a moot point, because the thing is, his age shouldn't matter in how he's treated. Not really. It should be how he relates to the other characters, and how that relates to is basically he's the hired help, as useful only when he's on screen, and then, you know, for an occasional gag, which I'm sick of. You know, this episode just broke, it broke my back. I'm fed up with Spike episodes that don't give this great character, which could so easily, oh my god, so easily be fixed. You know, just look on, again, fanfiction. There are hundreds of stories that have Spike in this strong capacity. And not all of them are completely out of character either. You know, and I should know because I've read almost all of them. So as you can tell, I have strong opinions about this episode and the writers.
Yeah, I can tell.
Rest in peace.
You didn't just drop that. You didn't just drop that, Mike. You threw it.
Yeah.
I actually kind of want to record it and put it over on YouTube. Just my rant towards the writers. I declare war on the writers.
Dislikes incoming.
I declare war on the writers.
Dislikes are incoming.
We will have a good Spike episode at some point or another. You know, Silver Quill and Dr. Wolf came up with great examples of episodes. You know, and not even the ones that tease the inner Sparity in me. Just, you know, ones that he's a good, strong character, where his good qualities, where he's the central focus, but it's not him necessarily learning a lesson. It's him teaching a lesson to someone else. God, we need an episode like that.
Yeah, we do. We need a really, really good Spike episode that's not complete crap.
Yeah.
And so far, all of them have been.
Yeah pretty much.
The closest we've ever gotten is Equestria Games. That's the closest we've ever gotten. You know, which I think is one of the better episodes. But again, it still has that moment where it's got to tear him down before he can build him up. Doesn't, you can't just allow him to be built and work off that.
Doesn't that episode, like, show how Spike gets over his fear of, like, full
stage
crowds?
Fright, basically.
Yeah, stage fright.
He went back in this episode. Although I did, the one good part I did have about the episode, and it's a nice little, it's just a little tiny thing, Winneapolis. the Fargo pony.
The what?
Yeah.
What?
The movie Fargo from Minnesota. She's Minnesota? Dressed up like the cop. Yeah, she's dressed up from, one of the ponies is dressed up like the cop from Fargo. From Minneapolis, or Winneapolis? We're from Winneapolis, don't you know?
Yeah, that was funny.
That, I thought, was a nice little, that was a nice little reference. It didn't make up for any of the other asinine crap.
No, by far it did not.
And plus, here's another thing, that the whole conflict of the episode, this entire plot was unnecessary. Hey, Spike, noise? Close the window.
I know, that's what I said like 3 minutes into the movie. I'm like, why not close the damn window?
Yeah,
exactly. Crisis averted, just like that.
I will solve the problem. I'll solve the entire plot of the movie. Here's my version. All right, Spike, make sure she goes to sleep and nothing disturbs her.
Close the dang window.
Dink. My Little Pony. I want to wonder about
the credits.
The whole thing just started.
Just from the bird. That's how the whole thing started. Just from a small sound, and then everything pretty much goes to chaos from there.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the bird.
Oh, by closing the window. Oh my god.
Just close the window. Don't tell the bird to just.
Or even oh this. Oh my god. Hey, we have a question for Princess Twilight. She's disposed at the moment. Why don't you go to Cadence?
Yeah, something that actually brings me to. And this is probably one of the cliche problems. Why lie to the people who want advice from her?
Right. You know, it would just be usable for. This whole situation only exists by complete and total contrivance.
Because they
have to put him in a situation where he can act.
I think we've seen this plot before.
That's another thing. Like, Spike took advantage of Twilight and the people, because he'll tell anything that people will buy into, basically.
I mean, the thing is, they couldn't put an actual conflict where he could learn something. They had to literally contrive, out of pure nonsense, something for him to act the way he does. Even the writers realize that what's going on is so out of character for Spike, they had to completely bullshit of something for him to be fighting for. Oh my god!
Yep.
They're not even trying at this point. I'm pissed! I really am!
I want to blame.
I don't see any hope for Spike. Not anymore.
Here's a
small hope, but it's quickly dwindling.
It would take a damn good writer. The only person I think could probably do a good job. I know they probably couldn't work it, but if there was some way, the writers for Steven Universe, Rebecca Sugar, if she could write an episode for My Little Pony.
Hang on a second. There's somebody with a loud bass coming through. Okay, you could. It's safe to continue now.
Okay. If Rebecca Sugar from Steven Universe, if she wrote an episode, that would be great. Because one of the great parts about. One of the great parts about Steven Universe is that all the characters, male, female, all of them are very strong, very relatable, very well done. The plots don't ever seem contrived. They seem like a natural progression. Not all of them might be life-threatening or serious. I mean, the series, Steven Universe series, began of a kid who thought ice cream activated superpowers. So that's how it all started. It sounds goofy, right? And the most recent episode, one of the most recent episodes, basically deals with, subtext of rape. Yeah, that's one of the things. The show has a lot of context and subtext to it. It's a very deep show. I highly recommend it. It starts off goofy, but it quickly turns into something really great.
And it does.
Yep. And it's just, I wish the same thing for My Little Pony. My Little Pony has every opportunity to write good male characters well, and they just don't.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, McCarthy just thinks that good, strong male characters inherently make weak female characters, and she is so wrong.
The thing about female characters is actually that male characters complement them, and that's they don't want to realize that.
They should be able to stand on their own merits. It shouldn't matter what their gender is. They should be written like people, and that makes them strong. It's George R. R. Martin's line of, I've always tried to write women like they're people. Just switch the same thing for Megan McCarthy. I've always wanted to, you should just write male characters like they're people. But no, Spike has to be all these different things. When the core of his character is tremendously simple. He is the outsider. He is the perpetual outsider. The weirdo. The one who is different from everyone else. The only one of his kind. He is the dragon that wants to be the knight in shining armor. He is the only dragon in a town full of ponies. That leads to so many dramatic, so many character building opportunities, and they do nothing with it.
Yeah.
And you can't even use the excuse of, well, it's a children's show. Steven Universe Adventure Time! Gravity Falls, they go through do stuff 10 times darker than My Little Pony does. They can get away with it. You know, they can't do it because it's a children's show is an excuse for weak writers. A strong writer should be able to write something regardless of who it's meant for.
They even, like, even know which age groups are even watching the show?
They don't even know.
They have to write it. I get that they have to write it for children, but who says children have to have childish things in their media? You know, that's the thing. Children.
Think about that season 4 finale. Like, that episode was clearly made for the bronies. It wasn't made for like children age groups.
Right, but children could still watch it and be just fine with it, because the adults would be just fine with it. The only time children can't stand something is when the adults around them are scared. That's when children have a problem. But if parents are fine, if the adults around them, if their guardians are fine, most children are perfectly okay with something. You know, I forget who, Don Bluth. Yeah, Don Bluth has this really great quote. You know, he's the director of movies like An American Tale and, you know, movies like that, or All Dogs Go to Heaven. You know, you can have scary imagery in your movies. You can have dark themes. But for God's sake, end in a smile.
Yeah.
And children will be able to handle it. You know, and that really is true. And I just wish that we could have deeper stories with Spike involved, that where he is not the center of the conflict, where it's not completely contrived to make him, you know. I just want this one guy to be treated with the respect that all the other characters are shown. Is that too much to ask?
Apparently it is, especially for Megan McCarthy.
And, you know, it's not just her. This episode was written by Jason Thiessen, the director of the entire damn show. Every episode is directed by him. When even the head of the entire project cannot get it right, you know, it's just something inherent in this group of people. There's something sickly in this group of writers. They need someone in there who can write Spike worth a damn.
How about one of us?
Yeah. Let's get Brody Critic to write the Spike episodes.
Hey, I'm working on my own fanfiction series. That's giving Spike... You know, one of the arcs in my series is going to be called the Dragon Prince arc. I'm giving Spike plenty to work with. Okay, in my story, he'll be doing just fine. I want the writers to get their heads up out of their asses. Mine's already out. All right, you can go to break before.
All right, we're gonna go to break. But one thing I do want to share is there is some contrary opinions on Equestria from the Equestria Daily community, and I'm gonna read one of the positive reviews out. And I'm just going to let you guys...
Give me the one positive.
No, it's not the only positive. I'm just going to read this specific one because it has 39 pluses and it's short. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to let you guys tear it apart while I go and make an important phone call. So, because I got informed that my grandma needs me. So, we will be back here on the Wonder Bronies here on Levinity Community Radio. Everybody, stay tuned. Did you miss an episode of the Wonder Bronies or want to hear an episode again? Most of our episodes will be available as podcasts on our website. Just go to levinity.org/radio_WonderBronies. On the left side under services, click podcasts. You can listen to some of the episodes through the website, or you can use the podcast feed located there to listen to our podcast in your favorite podcast player. This presentation of the Wonder Bronies is brought to you in association with Phoenix 8 Productions. Phoenix 8 Productions is all about giving you reviews, skits, and sketches that praise and critique the modern entertainment industry. They call out the bad and praise the unique. They are all about entertainment reborn. Check them out at phoenix8productions.blogspot.com. That's Phoenix, the number 8, productions.blogspot.com. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wonder Brodies on Levinity Community Radio. And if you guys want to join our discussion, go to the following website, levinity.org/radio_wonderbronies. That's levinity.org/radio_wonderbronies. And there is a link in the countdown box saying click here to chat live with the guests. You could go in there and join our chat room as a guest or as a logged in user to chat with us. Give your own opinions on the show, do track requests, things like that. So with that being said, I also want to give a quick shout out to a brony who wanted me to give her a shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to Jenny, aka Love Brush. Let's see. So now going on to this quote positive review from Equestria Daily.
It's one thing real quick.
Go ahead.
Can you also make sure to give me a recording of my little rant thing? Because I'd like to actually make a video on YouTube for it.
Yeah, I could do that. It takes me about 30 minutes after the end of the show to do it. So if you could stick around for 30 minutes after the show.
All right.
I could get it to you. All right, so here's what Gorham says from Equestria Daily. See, what we got this time, this is MLP, the show we have grown up to love.
Fuck you.
What?
Gorham, go to hell. Shut up.
Oh my god.
A great Spike episode that included character progression, subtle callbacks, had funny moments, had feels moments, something new in season 5 that I absolutely love. Season 5 got me to tears 3 episodes this season.
Oh my god.
Had world building, i.e. those new dragon sneeze trees, and had pacing with watching Spike, who's a child, suddenly getting his opinion on
that. Mention that little one. Spike, who's a child.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I don't even know how. Anyway,
even he has to justify why these things have to be. Hey, I'm critiquing a critique. God damn it.
Critique-ception.
I'm the brony critic. I am critiquing a critique. What am I doing?
Critiquing a critique.
This stuff
like
matters.
I said, it's critique-ception.
This stuff matters a lot to children in real life when their opinion suddenly matters. Maybe anyone who dislikes this episode's opinion has always matters somehow. I know
there. Screw you! I'm a critic. The only reason I don't like this episode is because I'm a critic. Fuck you.
I know there is a ton of people that could relate to Spike in this episode.
Oh my gosh, why?
They portrayed Spike so well to his character.
Oh no.
I can't even read that. That everything that he did fit his actions perfectly. Utter judgment of his character so far. It was all in perfect character, and I loved it every moment. This is the show we grew up with and love. This is what episode 100 should have been.
Oh my god. Dude.
So, that's basically the review.
Oh my god.
Allow me to give you guys my opinion, and you'll need to play this audio over the air if you can. Alright, I'm looking for it real quick.
Face palming enabled.
Go!
Here we find it.
Here we go. Here's the little...